Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
You know, we're tired this week, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's coming up to midterm.
You've got your coccyx. I've got some kind of head cold going on now. And
just before the holidays.
Yeah, well, like, you know, so mistakes can be made, right?
Yeah, what did you do?
This goes in a long line of me making mistakes. Lily Savage.
Yeah?
I may have said Lily Allen.
Oh.
According to some texters.
Okay, well, look, it's Thursday.
Lily Allen's fine. Everything's fine. No, Paul O'Grady said that his alter ego was Lily Allen's. Lily Savage, just a slip of the tongue there. A different Lily, sorry about that.
Do you ever feel like when you go to bed at night, you then decide you want to do something really creative or something that you're probably like, why didn't I do that during the day?
Yeah.
Someone texts me, like, Lily Savage, God love him, God rest him and all that. Someone says he's very funny at doing Cilla Black's funeral speech.
Yeah, yeah.
So at midnight last night, I spent 15 minutes watching said
speech.
Funny? I was in knots.
It's so funny.
And I couldn't go to bed for about 20 minutes afterwards because I kept going, ha.
I saw there was some politician who got his actual name, Paul O'Grady. They called him like Paul O'Granger or something like that. And this was in Parliament as they were doing a tribute to him. They got his name wrong.
Sometimes politicians should be left out of stuff like that.
Yeah. So, what was I going to tell you? Right, so there's a thing going around, Crossy, and it is kind of gone viral, and people are asking a question, and it's kind of stumping some people. So I'm going to ask you the question.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
I do.
What's the first word?
I.
No.
I see it. That's all.
No, that's way into it. So most people answer with Mama. Oh,
Is this?
Well done. It's stumping everybody. So people are videoing their friends and going, do you know Bohemian Rhapsody? Yeah. What's the first word? Most people say mama. Loads of people say I.
And
some people go, is it ooh? No.
It's that, what I just said. What was it again?
Is this the real life? Yeah, because it has that kind of intro thing. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
And crazy enough, you bring them up because on Dish the Dirt today, they have created this new system. Got to do with tickets. I'll tell you about it. If you've ever been screwed over by...
Who has
someone,
Queen?
Queen have, yeah. Oh, it's really strange because I have it. It's a 10 to 8.
Yeah.
If you've ever been screwed over by someone selling tickets for treble the price, quadruple the price, they've come up with a brand new system for their gigs. And if it works for their gigs, it will work for everyone's gigs. I'll tell you what it is, but they've pumped a lot of money into it to make sure their fans are going to be okay from now on and no one's going to thieve or rob them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Good. And then no scalping.
No scalping, because I would presume it would have been like that for Elton this weekend.
Yeah.
Sorry, this week. And for Ed tonight.
And did he show up last
week? No, he didn't.
Crossy.
I got a few text messages.
It was a good rumour.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Anyway, Ed Sheeran's playing tonight. Keane the Crow is on before him. Get in there to see Keane beforehand.
Yeah.
Because it's the last time I think he'll ever be
a warm-up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Lewis Capaldi, the billboards for his Netflix documentary, so he's pretending that Netflix are trolling him, but I'd imagine he was involved in this. So it's a young Liz Truss. You may remember Liz Truss was the Prime Minister in the UK for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But when she was young, she looked a little bit like she was similar hair and she had a kind of round face, kind of like him.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, an AI generated thing.
Yeah.
But it actually is Liz Truss.
It's really her. So he tweeted, somebody in Netflix needs to be fired. FFS, right? And then this, so many people are responding to saying, you look so much more glamorous now. What happened? Did you have a makeover? And he goes, why do I look like so many female politicians? Because everyone said he looks like Angela Merkel. He looks more like Angela. Have a look at a young Angela Merkel. That's way more like Klaus Capaldi. Maybe they couldn't get the rights.
I love how he takes the mick out of himself, but is still a really serious guy all the same.
Very serious, and the songs are full of heartbreak. So I saw him, so the one show he was on, and they said, what's about the new album? He goes, no, it's rubbish. I shouldn't have been allowed to make it. Don't buy it. Buy Ed Sheeran's album instead. And they're in stitches, and he goes, don't buy my album. It's terrible. I don't know why they let me into a recording studio again. It's terrible. It's not as good as the first one. I just got lucky. Forget about it. I'm terrible. Buy Ed Sheeran's album. They're just in hysterics.
He could be the next Peter Kay.
He really is funny.
He's a good guy. I think that genuinely you can see that through his tweets and his TikTok. Like, his TikTok are not safe for playing them on a bus.
No.
Oh, wow. He says some things on that you're going, very funny, but
yeah.
I laugh myself.
And he puts stuff up, the TikToks that he's watching that are a bit spicy.
His FYP is different to ours.
It really is. Right, so he's great. Well done, Lewis. That documentary drops next Wednesday.
And I've heard it's really good. I've heard it's quite sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's very deep, as in you're going to find out a lot of things about how he's dealing with Tourette's, how he's dealing with, you know, being a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because he's been in some shapes.
Absolutely. And like, people like him who are always so funny in interviews, there's usually something else in the background as well. So that's kind of a front.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be interesting to see him.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
So Hugh Grant appeared on with James Corden last night.
Yeah, he's currently promoting Dungeons and Dragons. It's in cinemas tomorrow. With reggae, John.
Is it reggae?
Reggae.
I've been calling him Reggae.
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 John Page.
Reggae. Is it Page?
Page.
I was only saying that as a joke. I thought it was Page.
No, that's his name.
I was right with the Page.
I know somebody who was calling him Reggie. Reggie.
John.
And they stopped the interview and made him do it again because it's like his name is Reggae. Reggae.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so Dungeons and Dragons season that as well. Hugh Grant was on with James Corden last night, and James Corden decided, I don't know why, to do his Hugh Grant impersonation of him from the 90s. In this clip, you're going to hear James do it. It's very funny, but Hugh Grant, you can just see, wants to deck him.
Was it for real, or was he doing his panto villain?
I don't know. You just don't know anymore with Hugh Grant.
No, you don't.
Have a listen to James. It's very funny.
No, it's probably the old me, sort of 90s.
Exactly.
Me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's not you now. It's not BAFTA nominees.
No, let's talk more about that.
It's not BAFTA nominee, huge franchise movies with Chris Pine. Yeah. It's more a sort of, it's essentially a sort of I would love, nothing more than to if I could ever, would one, eat the... And that's, and then you would often at the end just
and he blinks an awful lot, doesn't he?
He and now it's all I can think about.
Yes,
the way
once
Hugh Grant
you see
talks.
It, I know. Yeah, Queen are trailing a new scheme that their tickets can't be resold for more than what they're sold for. It's a new idea, and if it takes off for them, it could take off for all the other artists.
On the advice of our promoters, we're doing this thing where tickets cannot be resold for more than the original value. And we're told, we hope, that that will lead to a situation where the fans won't get ripped off anymore by these scalpers. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we agreed we would try it because it just bothers us that the fans get ripped in that way.
We don't want people to get ripped off.
Of course.
And we want them to have value. We don't want the ticket prices to be as ridiculous as some of them have been recently.
Oh, they sound very old now, don't they?
They do.
I went to a gig in London and somebody else was trialling another idea like this where you had to have, and it was way before they started doing it here, so you had to have your ID and you had to have your credit card or you couldn't get your tickets. You couldn't collect them.
See, that gets awkward, doesn't it?
Well, the queue took ages. So you had to go in, and it was only a pair of tickets for each person, and you had to have your ID and your credit card. If you didn't have both of those, you couldn't get in. And it worked, but there was no scalpers, but it took ages to get into
the venue. The awkwardness out of that, you'd probably pay the extra 100 quid.
Exactly. Yeah. So the thing I saw, and I have to share this because I think I'm going to have to try it. So everybody likes popcorn, right?
Oh, cinema popcorn.
Oh yeah, this is better than cinema popcorn, right? So I saw people doing this online. So it's you get some Maltesers, right?
Okay.
You put them in a pan with some butter, and you melt the butter and the Maltesers, and you melt it all together till all the chocolate melts off the Maltesers, and then you put your popcorn kernels in, and you have to keep mixing it around so it doesn't catch and burn, right? You keep mixing it around, keep mixing it around. Once you hear the first pop, or a couple of pops, you stick a lid on, keep moving it, keep moving it, keep moving it, and you get Malteser popcorn, Grossy.
So as the popcorn itself is the chocolate.
The popcorn is bursting into the chocolate. The popcorn comes to life. It's born in Malteser chocolate and Malteser bits.
Oh, wow. Has anyone ever done that, actually?
Lads.
Right, lads, this is what we're going to do today.
Right, lads, Malteser popcorn. I'm telling you, you need to try. Like, I haven't tried it, but it looks fantastic.
Do you know what? Everyone remembers being at home, a little fella, a little girl, and your mom would take out those little kernels.
Yeah.
Kernels, is that what they're called?
Yeah, yeah.
And you put them into a pot, and the lid always had to be clear. And you just watch it for ages and ages and ages, and then the pops would start.
Well, here's my other recommendation. I got a popcorn machine ages ago. They're €20, €25, around that, okay? They are so fun. I've had it for a few years now. And it has a little thing at the top that shows you how many kernels you need, just a little scoop. And then you turn the machine on, it comes up to a heat. There's no oil involved, so it's even healthier, right? And then you throw in your popcorn, and it comes out and goes into a bowl for you. And those machines are class. And every time you do it, if there's little people in your gaff or even big people who just want to watch a movie, it's done. And you can do batches of it. It's class. Really
is. Smell of your house after the popcorn. Oh, now I'm dying for a bit of popcorn now.
And it's like the homemade stuff. So you can go and get the kernels. You can get the really good ones and get whatever salt or sweet or whatever way you want it.
Lace a bit of salt into it.
A bit of butter on it.
Would you have a dipping salt?
A dipping salt.
So do you know, like, the one of those little, what do you call those little bowls? What are the little small bowls that, like, Jamie Oliver would have?
Ceramic.
What are those bowls called? It would look like a little
dippy. A dippy. Well, I call them a dippy bowl.
Put a bit of salt into it, and then you dip your popcorn into the salt and you eat it.
No.
Weight Watchers, hello.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have too much salt.
Ramekin.
Okay, no. A ramekin of salt.
Just pour a bit of salt into it.
And you dip your popcorn into salt.
If you want an extra hit.
Okay, yeah. I've seen.
No. I'm sure you could do a butter.
A bit of butter.
A bit of butter.
A bit of butter.
Butter on mayo.
10 questions. 60 seconds. €1,000. FM 104's Instagram. With misquote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See misquote.ie.
Somebody says, call me for the quiz. That's not how it works. You have to WhatsApp us, or you can DM us on Instagram.
Questions are ridiculously hard every single day.
Very hard.
Who sings Castle on the Hill and Shape of You? The answer, Greg, is...
Ed Sheeran.
That's right, Greg. How are you?
Not too bad, Neil.
Yeah, we're very tired. I don't know why. There's no reason for it, you know. There's been no sort of late night or...
Yeah. What's your plan today, Greg? What are you up to?
Working as usual.
What do you do?
Nothing exciting. Working in account fund administration.
Oh yeah.
Fund administration.
You weren't lying, were you?
No, I wasn't lying. No.
So what would you do with the €1,000 now, Greg? Would you funnel that into a few different funds?
With €1,000, you probably wouldn't get anywhere near the funds I work with, to be honest with you.
Would you be sensible, or would you blow it?
Absolutely not. I've two young lads here, their birthdays next month, so.
Excellent.
That's exactly where it would go.
Okay, we have 10 questions. We have €1,000, and we want you to end up having it in 60 seconds from now. Are you ready?
Go for it. Let's go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What Disney movie features the princess Giselle?
I have no idea. Go on.
Who is headlining Slane this year?
Harry Styles.
Live Forever and Wonderwall were hits for which band? Oh, he knows that.
Which Shrek character has gumdrops on his tummy and is seen lying on a bacon tray in the first movie?
That's the gingerbread man.
It is the little gingerbread man. He's very protective of his gumdrops. Aren't we all? True or false? Paris Court waterfall is turned off at night to save money.
False.
What Irish comedian hosted the BBC Mock the Week show for 17 years?
Dara O'Brien.
Roughly, how many pints are there in a full-size keg? 124 or 224?
I 224 or whatever. Yeah.
What was Einstein's first name?
Who?
Einstein.
That's his Spanish cousin.
Bonjour. That's French.
Well, Albert, yeah. What actor starred in The Matrix and the John Wick movies?
Actor. Oh, that's Keanu Reeves, yeah.
Yeah.
And how many digits are there on a credit card number?
16.
This is FM 104's Hit Mix.
Told you I was tired. Okay, let's see how you did. 16 is good. I wouldn't have known that now. Would you have known that, Crossy?
No, definitely not.
I would have been able to work it out probably because then I know it's four batches of four.
Oh, yeah. And that's the same for normal cards, like debit cards as well.
Yeah, I think credit cards, credit. Okay. Yeah, it's all 16. Okay, let's have a look. Enchanted is the movie, the Disney movie. Giselle.
Never in a million years have I got that.
You said Harry Styles, didn't you? You got that right. Yeah, that's right. Oasis, big fan, obviously. Gingerbread Man. Ah. And it is false that they don't turn off Paris Court Waterfall, but they should look into it to save money. Dara O'Brien, 124 pints are in roughly in a full-size keg. Albert Einstein, Keanu Reeves, and 16. So you got 8 today, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah, all right.
I think, Breedy got 8 yesterday as well, so we've had 2 sixes and 2 eights.
Not too bad. And I was just looking there, so you said 124 are in a pint in a keg.
Mm.
That means it's €806 if it's a Guinness draft keg. That's how much pubs are making.
Wow.
Per keg, €806.
Morning, lads. Can you do me a quick favour? Every morning my kids do Instagram. Alana 9, Faith 8 and Riley 6. They always get 8. Any chance about it, they're in now. You could say hello to them. Hello, guys. Hello, gang. Greg, thanks a million for playing, man.
No problem.
There he goes.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPmooney.ie.
Go on the Taylor Swift the 3-hour concerts.
During the week, myself and Jim were talking about content. You know, it's a big word, content.
Yeah.
Another word, innovative or innovative.
Innovative.
And that's massive, I think, in the finance and business world. You know, are you innovative and all that sort of crack?
Innovative.
Or partner. Who's your partner? Oh, my partner. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Taylor Swift won an award this week, and it was an innovative award, and she took the mic. I can't even say it. Anyway, Taylor won the award, and this is what she said.
The Innovator Award, I never a single time woke up in the morning and thought, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go innovate some stuff. But what I did do was try to make the right decision for me. The hundreds or thousands of dumb ideas that I've had are what led me to my good ideas. You have to give yourself permission to fail. I try as hard as I can not to fail because it's embarrassing, but I do give myself permission to, and you should too. So go easy on yourselves and just make the right choices that feel right for you. And someday someone might think that you've been innovative.
Go on, Taylor. Like, the more I hear Taylor Swift talking, the more I like her.
She is the American version of Davy Fitz.
She's not the American version of Davy Fitz. That's really not where she is. She's like so much cooler than him.
All those pep talks or prep talks.
No, he just shouts at people.
Yeah, a few F-bombs.
Anyway, Niall Horan has teased his brand new album, The Show. So he's driving around, he's TikToked this, and he's driving around and he doesn't bother putting Heaven in because everyone knows that one. And here are some other of his banging tunes.
Welcome to The Show. Want some mash with that banger? Bang, 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 bang. Would you like some gravy with that, bangers and mash? I love gravy. Magic, magic.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
So he's just driving around in his car and he's playing all the tracks, little snippets of his tracks for each song. I think there's about 12 or 13 songs on the album. The show. So the cover art for the album cover, I realised, is a very famous album cover by The Doors, where they're all inside a window and it says Morrison Hotel in a kind of an archway. It's the exact same font, it's the exact same archway. He's inside a window. It's like, it must be modelled on this Doors album.
He's into proper music, you know,
really, as
in, like back in the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
That's where he.
It's a tribute. It's a little sort of nod to one of his favourites, The Doors. So it's pretty good.
If you go onto my Instagram, you'll get me. You'll hear him sing Tom Petty, Learning to Fly.
On with you?
On my Instagram, yeah.
When was this?
Remember last year we were at Monaco?
Oh, right. I thought it was just like last week or something.
Yeah, no.
Chris never mentioned
friend.
That.
Friend!
Friends!
I love you.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dublin's FM4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we have the two writers and stars and creators of Sisters, with a capital S at the end. Sarah Goldberg, Susan Stanley, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Those S's are important.
They are. Why is there a capital S and a capital S at the end? You have to watch the show to make sense.
Got to watch the show to make sense of that.
Okay.
The mystery.
Then let us know.
We've seen the first one. It's brilliant.
Oh,
it's really
you.
Funny.
Thank you
saying
so much.
That. That's great.
Now, when did you go from two friends going, oh, do you know what we should do? We should write something. Yeah. And it never happens to it actually. Now it's here.
Well, we've been mates for 19 years. So we met 19 years ago at drama school. And for about 13 years, we just talked about writing something, drinking pints.
Yeah.
Then we moved on to wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moved on to wine and the ideas really started to flow.
They really started to flow. Yeah. And then six years ago landed on this one and it stuck. Took a while.
And who started it? Who pushed who into it?
Who
sent the first script to someone to look at?
Actually, we'd been talking about lots of ideas and Sarah, you were the one who went, you know what? What about two sisters?
I can't believe you're giving me credit for that on the radio.
You deserve it.
And we were living in different cities at the time. Susan was living in London and I was living in New York. And so when we started, we were emailing scenes to each other and rewriting. We didn't even have final draft. We were doing it in Google Docs.
Yeah. Wow.
And we found when we were shooting last year here in Dublin, we found an early draft of one of the first scenes in Google Docs, and
oh my god,
it was diabolical.
It was a disgrace.
It felt good. We learned something in 6 years.
Yeah.
No
we
promises,
definitely improved.
But we definitely improved.
Season two will be easy to do.
I hope so.
Yeah. The trailer is all over RTE.
Is it?
It's yourselves and it is Kin. Have you seen any of it yet? Because when I went, I was like, oh, look at this.
We hadn't seen it, and like, you know, our family, people were saying, you know, you need to see it. And then we were in the hotel last night and we put RTE one on.
And we waited two losers
quite a while, watching a lot of really depressing stuff, but it was wonderful. wonderful, wonderful stuff. We love, we love Archie. No, but then it came on and we were screaming.
We were. It was very exciting. It was totally surreal. You know, it's been, you know, this has been a theoretical thing in a way for the last 6-7 years that we've been working on it. And then we shot it last year and had this brilliant time in Ireland with our incredible cast and crew. And then post was this really long process. And then it's a little bit like you've handed your project into Teacher, and the idea that it's actually going to now go out into the world.
We're
is,
there on the telly.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We can't wait. And we've been so buoyed up and supported, you know, by RTE and our producers and everyone. So, yeah, we're thrilled.
And the few people who have seen it have said nice things. So,
well,
let's
we've
see.
Seen it. And I can tell you the one of the biggest laughs, no spoilers, but Crossy laughed. One of the biggest laughs was one of the names that was on one of the mobile phones.
Yeah, good.
You might need to tell you something.
He related.
I need to tell you something. Yeah. So, I went down to the girls in the green room and I just walked in and I went, blah, blah, blah. If anyone had heard me calling you that word, I was like, no.
Yeah. Are you allowed to say it on the radio even?
What time does it go out?
10:15.
It's quite late.
If you stand in Dublin around 10:20 and listen, you'll hear from a lot of people.
Just look at the phone at the landlord. That's all I'm going to say. It's brilliant.
And the trailer in the ice cream van with the two, it reminded me of that, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins video, Today is the Greatest, you know, that video, the two of you are just like,
Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah. Great.
Was it fun driving around in an ice cream van?
It was an old banger of a thing. So there was like black smoke coming out of it constantly and even coming into the cab where we were. But no, it was a bit of crack. It was great crack.
I can say as a passenger, I was pretty nervous.
Not that easy to drive, all right?
No. Did any kids try and flag it down or anything during the shooting? No,
I think it looked too busted. The kids were like running afraid.
The kids ran a mile.
What I love about, you know, shows that are in Ireland is that we're so nosy. When you were shooting it, it was in Wicklow, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any locals come over having a nose? Oh. What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. There was always that kind of carry on. Yeah. Because we were all over the place, weren't we? And there was always people coming up to us and having a good old peek, you know?
Yeah. It was good. People were really friendly, though, and they didn't want to ruin any shots. You know, they'd say hello, but then they'd, you know, get out of the way of the camera.
Yeah. So, what are they making?
It was lovely.
So exciting.
Yeah. We got in the sea every day.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was. We were brave.
Cold.
Very cold. Even for a Canadian.
Cold, yes.
And when you found out, so Declan Lowney does the first three episodes.
Yes.
Like Father Ted.
I know, Father Ted. What a legend.
How lucky are we, you know?
And Ted Lasso.
And Ted Lasso I know.
Anything with Ted in the title, he does.
Anything with Ted. And he has a son called Ted. He's obsessed with Ted.
Does he?
Yeah.
I mean, to get him on board.
Well, our producers from Peer Pressure, Richard Cook and Angela Squire, have been attached to the project all the way back from the beginning, really. They sent the script to Declan and he got excited about it, which we couldn't believe. And we sat down and met him in London. This was 6 years ago. And he was so brilliant. It was like instant family, you know? He's just such an incredibly kind person and so funny. And he had all these brilliant questions about the script. Like, he helped us along the process of our writing and rewrites. And but anyway, like a year later, 2 years later, Ted Lasso came out and we thought, well, that's it.
He's a big star.
He's busy.
Massive star in America.
But he stuck with us all these years. And, you know?
Yeah. And it was so funny at the beginning, because when they were talking about Declan, we were like, we don't want like an old guy,
an old man,
our show.
Wow.
We need a young woman.
How precocious is that? And then we met him, we're like, oh, you're really good.
If you're really lovely.
And he was just, oh, he was incredible, and so humble and warm and brilliant and talented.
That's his forte. Like, that's
and he's so experienced, you know. And for us as new creators, it was such a help to have his experience. You know, he's such a good, calm leader on set. And, you know, the most incredible crew came out to work for us, I think, because they wanted to work for Declan. And he really led a good
They wanted
set.
To work for Declan, not these two unknowns.
He was wonderful. And he really kind of wanted to bring our vision to life. He was really egoless about that. Yeah. So we were lucky.
Well, I mean, like, just attaching his name is just another great thing. I looked at IMDb this morning just to see other things. He directed you too at Glastonbury.
I know.
Wild. And now you guys.
I know. Yeah. You two also. And Eurovision. Yeah. Let's not forget.
Well, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
We were so lucky. And we had this incredible cast as well. I mean, we really kind of have to pinch ourselves.
We looked out.
Yeah.
So did you pick the cast as well now? Or?
Well, we had an amazing casting director called Amy Rowan, who does a lot in this country. She's brilliant. Yeah. And we had our input and she had hers. But we worked together over a couple of months, really. And
But there was a few people that we'd written parts for, like Sophie Thompson, who plays Cheryl, the mother.
Yeah, we had written the part
She's a good friend of ours, and we wrote the part for her.
Right.
So we're really happy she was able to do it because we had her in mind from the beginning. And Carrie Crowley's a good mate of ours as well, so she's in episode 3 and she's fabulous.
But then Pat Short came out to play, and Fionnuala Flanagan and Michael Murphy and Rory. So we were so lucky. We were, weren't we?
And there's a brilliant actor called Donal Logue who comes in towards the end, who's done a lot of stuff in the States. He's fabulous. So
poor Carrie Crowley, when we were at the BAFTAs and she walked down the red carpet, and the first thing I said was the Moorbanks. All British press, and they were like, what the hell is the Moorbanks? And she gave me a little wave and she walked off. I was like, she is class.
Fair play to her, class.
She's amazing.
I was with her the morning of the BAFTAs. I was helping her getting ready in London. Yeah. And we were with Ray Darcy yesterday, and obviously they go way back as well. So that's nice.
She is a touch of class. I actually think she is a touch of class.
She is. Yeah. Did you see on Colin Kuhn?
I did.
Yeah,
it's very good. I see her in Sea Point swimming.
I know, she's and a mad always swimmer.
I know her voice, and I was like, "That's Carrie Crowley."
Carrie Crowley.
Yeah. Yeah. Say hello. She's so friendly.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She's like the fella who's shouting more back to the
BAFTAs. No, she's like,
get that guy.
He followed me. Caught you at the BAFTAs.
So tonight, where will you? Will you watch it together? Will you watch it when it's going out live?
We will. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Okay. You know, we might be in a pub somewhere.
Yeah, celebrating, and let everyone else watch it. We've seen it about.
We've seen. 700 times.
Is there any good?
Please tune in.
Yeah. So now here's the dilemma, right? So you can stream the whole thing as well if you want.
That's right. So you can binge the whole 6 eps if you want.
So I might do that, but Crossy has to watch it live.
Oh,
I need to watch it live. So I have a tradition.
That.
I have a tradition in my house. Yeah. If there's something like that, so when The Dry was on, another fantastic,
fabulous show,
brilliant. I would have a glass of something responsible.
Yes.
And I'd sit down, packet of crisps, and that would be my thing to work. So now Thursday nights, this
there
is quarter
go.
Past 10
That's
RT1.
That's fabulous. That's a lovely
and
ritual.
They're only half an hour long.
Yeah,
I'm sick of these 1 hour shows.
No, we don't
sick
need that, do we? We don't
half an hour, grand.
Half an hour.
Perfect.
I'll have it done by Sunday.
A few laughs, hopefully a few tears too. And
call
it an evening.
It packs a punch, all right. So the opener is emotional. So it's great. It's fantastic. It's called Sisters. Sarah Goldberg, Susan Stanley. Best of luck. What do I say? Do I say break a leg? Break a leg tonight.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Break a leg, break the records. I'll see you for season 2.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. That's really kind.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.